我们并不是与水实际的征战，乃是能执政掌权的管辖幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就的一切还能站立得住。所以又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上，此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此精勤不倦为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，可以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了这带子锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
The mystery of the gospel.
好，我们就读到这里。我发觉大家很有能力，读得非常好。啊，刚刚过完美国的独立日，也就是国庆日。
We just celebrate July 4th, Independence Day.
这个国家的稳固与屹立不摇，人民能够安定幸福，乃是靠着一群人。他们曾经的征战得胜而来的。
And we all know the stability and prosperity of this country comes from the victories of many fought wars in the past.
其背后有许多伟大军人的努力与牺牲的故事所换来的代价。
There were a lot of heroic sacrifices and hard work offered by soldiers serving our country.
我们需要向这些征战得胜的勇士们致敬。
So we want to pay tribute to these brave men and women who won the battles for us.
但不是只放个假啊，看看烟火、烤肉庆祝一下就够了。
In addition to enjoy the fireworks, barbecues, and a day off.
啊，至少对于基督徒的我们，我们可以借此被提醒，为了更美好的未来，我们也需要有一个稳固的征战。
For us Christians, I think through this occasion we can be reminded that we also need to remain steadfast in our spiritual battles to have a better future.
然而许多反战团体告诉我们，战争太可怕了，奉劝我们不要卷入这个战争。
Many anti-war activists insist that war is horrible. They say for the sake of world peace, we should not get involved in any visible or invisible wars.
说了为了世界和平，我们也不要参与任何有形或无形的征战。这听起来好像也有道理啊。
Sounds reasonable.
是不是我们真的都可以不要征战了？
Can we just forget about the war altogether?
好，我们来看保罗，他在临终之前，他提到他的一生，他说，那美好的，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Pauls.
这样，我已经打过了。当跑路，即跑进。是。好，这说明基督徒的人生道路结束，不光只是走完旅程，守住信仰就够了。
The Apostle Paul said before about his life before his passing.That I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. These words make clear that Christian's journey is more than finishing the race and keeping the faith.
我们还要打完美好的仗，也就是说，我们要有一个稳固得胜的征战，才不枉费我们一生活着的价值。
It must also include fighting and winning the fight to be deemed as worthy of one's life.
但问题是我们要怎么样才能够有稳固的征战呢？
How, you might say.
可能你会说，哦，我又没当过兵，我甚至连跟人家吵架都没有过，怎么要去打仗呢？跟谁去打仗呢？
You might say, I have never been a soldier or even engaged in a word fight before. How do I fight? And with whom do I fight against?
其实每一位基督徒都要面对一场属灵的征战，而在这场属灵征战当中，我们都必须要站得稳，并且要得胜，将来才有得赏。
The truth is, every Christian will face spiritual battles, and we must stand firm to win the battles to receive our reward in heaven.
我们不光只是期待自己得救就好了，却不愿意去得胜。那我们将来就不要期待有得赏，这也不是神对我们的期待。
Just sitting on our salvation and doing nothing to win the battle, it's not God's heart for our lives.
因此我们将借着今天刚刚我们所读的经文来帮助我们认识如何能够有稳固的征战，并且经历征战得胜。
Today's Bible passage will help us to know how to stand firm and win our spiritual battles.
首先是稳固征战的秘诀。
The secrets of standing firm in the battle.
让我们一起来读第十到十一节。
10-11.
请。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme.
好，有三方面，三个秘诀。第一个是要靠主的大能大力做，能做刚强人。
First secret is by His mighty power.
所以第十节那里讲说，我们要靠着主，依赖他的什么？大能大力做刚强的人。
So verse 10 says, by His mighty power, be strong.
所以第一个秘诀就是我们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力。
To rely on the power of the Lord is the first secret of our victory.
若是靠着我们自己去征战，那肯定是要失败的。
If we just trust on ourselves, we will fail.
因为我们只是凡人，即使有再大的本事，也根本赢不了那位在空中掌权的恶者。
Because we're mortals, no matter how strong we are, we won't be able to stand against the evil forces in the heavens.
就如同当年摩西带着手无寸铁的以色列百姓出埃及，面对后面法老军兵的追杀，他如何能够逃脱并且得胜呢？
Just like Moses, he led the Israelites out of Egypt with zero weapons. How did he escape from Pharaoh's pursuing army in the back and gain victory?
然而神却应许摩西说，他要为他们征战得胜。于是摩西就可以，他就对百姓这样宣告说。不要惧怕，只管站住。
Because God promised him that he will fight for the Israelites, so Moses told the people that they would be victorious.
他们将要拥有一场站立的稳固并且得胜的征战。
They will have a winning battle.
在出埃及记十四章十四节，我们一起来读。
Let's read Exodus 14, chapter 14, 13 to 14.
请。耶和华必为我们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。所以这里讲到说要靠主大能大力的意思，并不是说啊我背后有靠山啊，所以可以仗势欺人啊，而是我们要做大能大力是要做刚强的人，而不是做一个软弱无力的人。
Be strong in the Lord and in His power does not mean that we can bully others because God has our back.It means we can trust God with our weakness and be strengthened.
所以这刚强的人可以翻译成蛮有能力的人，这以前我讲过哈，也就是说要靠主有刚强，靠主得能力的意思。
Be strong can be translated as be strengthened. Strong and strengthened in the Lord ought to be the marks of a victor.
而且这就是得胜基督徒所应当有的生命记号。
Strong and strengthened in the Lord ought to be marks of victorious life as a Christian.
好，第二个秘诀是要穿戴全副军装，就能够抵挡魔鬼。
The second secret is to put on the full armor of God.
所以这里圣经告诉我们，经文说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能怎么样？抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
To put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's scheme.
如果我们不穿上军装，那我们就没有办法抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因为知道我们的对手是非常狡猾的。
Unless we put on the full armors of God, we cannot stand against the devil's scheme because our opponent is quite crafty.
他除了设下这些试探诱惑的陷阱，让我们上钩。他常用谎言的欺骗的手段来让我们中计。
He will use temptations to trap us or tell lies to deceive us.
所以基督徒千万不要天真的以为啊，只要穿上这全副的军装，我们就得胜了。会啊，圣经没有这样讲。他说，穿上这个全副军装，只能什么？只能抵挡诡计，不能保证得胜啊。
So do not be naive in thinking that putting on the armor of God alone is enough to win. Not quite.
因为你所要抵挡的这那狡猾的魔鬼，怎么容易你只要穿上军装就让你得胜呢？
It can only help you to stand against the devil's schemes, but will not guarantee ultimate victory. Our cunning enemy will not let us win so easily.
穿上全副军装是一种面对征战的认真态度，就好比徒手的士兵是不能够上战场打仗的。
To put on the full armor is to show your seriousness about the battle, not just like a soldier can't go to war without taking his weapon.
因为这些是根本没有认真准备好要来迎接这个迎战的诚意啊。
Because it shows that he's not serious about it.
所以圣经说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装之后，接下来我们就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计了。
So the scripture says, put on the full armors of God in order that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
啊，请注意哦，这里讲到的抵挡魔鬼的诡计跟第十三节抵挡仇敌原文是不同字的哦。这里的抵挡的原文是站立的意思。
English Bible used the word stand in both verse 11 and 13because they are the same word in the original language. In Chinese, the translations are different.
好，所以整句话的原文直译是应该说要穿上上帝的全副军装，是为了你们能站立而面对魔鬼的诡计。
So the phrase stand against the devil's scheme here means if you put on the full armors of God, you may be able to stand and not fall.
意思就是说，只要我们穿上神的全副军装，在面对魔鬼的诡计之时，我们就能够在仇敌面前站得住脚，而不会跌倒了。
In other words, you may stand firm without fear when facing Satan.
也就是说，穿上军装就可以稳固地站立在撒旦面前，而不恐惧害怕。
You will not fall or fear.
所以最后一个秘诀是要谨慎站稳脚步，也就是能成就一切。
The third secret is to stand firm to be able to complete every task.
好，十三节一开始跟十三节的最后跟十四节的一开始就说，并且成就了一切，还能怎么样？站立得住，所以要站稳了。
End of verse 13 and beginning of verse 14 says, and after you have done everything to stand, and then stand firm.
所以在这场属灵征战的战场上，我们除了要穿戴全副的军装，有正确的装备，还要在属灵的地位上站稳了，有坚定的信念，才能够在这场征战当中得胜。
In the battlefield of spiritual warfare, in addition to the right outfit, you must also stand firm on a solid spiritual ground to be able to win.
那为什么站立得住这么重要呢？
Why is it so important to be able to stand firm?
因为征战的双方只要一方站立不住，他就被对手打败了。
Because in a fighting match, if one side falls down,He is defeated.
你看，我们今天是处在一个危机四伏的环境当中，天天都在面对敌人所设下的试探、诱惑与陷阱。
We are in a crisis environment today. We face temptations and traps every day.
所以我们要时常谨慎小心，站稳脚步，才能够成就一切。
So we need to be on guard and stand firm to complete all tasks.
那请问成就什么一切啊？
Do you know what does all tasks refer to?
成就一切就是完成整个过程，包括拿起神的全副军装，然后在磨难和原文是邪恶的日子抵挡仇敌啊，原文没有仇敌这个字哦，也就是说在邪恶的日子里对抗。并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
It means to complete the entire round, including putting on the full armor of God and to stand your ground when the day of evil comes.
简单的说，就是说，在完成整个阶段所有的过程当中，之后呢，还能够站立得住。
Simply put it, to finish every round during the process and still be able to stand firm.
请注意哈，这个站立从十一节就开始站立了，一直到十三节对抗之后还是站立得住，然后十四节又开始又站立的稳，要站稳了。这个描述，这个经文所描述的站立是一直不断的，他似乎在强调站稳脚步的重要。
Notice that the word stand starts to appear in verse 11 and continues throughout verse 13 and 14. The passage is describing a state of ongoing standing. It seems to emphasize the importance of a firm footing.
因为在属恶者的日子里始终没有被击垮，那才是真正的得胜者。
Because if a person is not knocked down during the time of evil, then he is a real winner.
第二方面呢，是讲到征战，稳固征战的挑战。
The second is the challenges of standing firm.
让我们一起来读十二到十三节上半节，预备，请。
Let's read together.
嗯，不是。
For the struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes.
在这场圣战中，我们有三个挑战要面对。
We need to face three challenges in.
第一个挑战是我们要需要认清征战的对象。
First is need to recognize the real opponent of the battle.
第十二节那就已经告诉我们，我们的征战对象是谁。
Verse 12 tells us who is our opponent.
那征战的这个稳固征战的首要挑战，就是我们经常。搞错了我们应当征战的对象。
The first challenge is that we are often mistaken about who our enemy is.
在这段经文当中，很清楚地告诉我们，我们所征战的对象有几个特色。
Verse 12 clearly states that our enemies have these characteristics.
第一个是他是执政掌权的，第二是他管辖着幽暗世界的，然后第三是他是属空中属灵气的，最后他是一个是恶魔。
First, they are rulers and have authorities. Second, they have the power of the dark world. Third, they are spiritual forces in the heavens. And fourth, they are evil.
所以这号人物容不容易搞定啊？
It can be challenged to identify such figures, right?
尤其撒旦主要的诡计就是让我们弄错征战的对象。
Especially when Satan's number one trick is to make us fight with the wrong opponent.
因此，只要我们试穿他的诡计，避免自己陷入其中，我们就能够知己知彼，怎么样？百战百胜。
So if we can see through his schemes and not be tricked, then we can win every battle.
但是我要告诉你们，尽管我们大家都了解这个道理，却偏偏经常中了魔鬼的诡计。
However, oftentimes, even though we know how Satan works, we're still falling to his traps.
因为在教会里面，我们心中明明知道不要去与属血气的征战，但偏偏我们就经常与那些同属血气的弟兄姐妹有过节、有矛盾、有冲突。
At church, we know that we should not fight against flesh and blood, but we fail to avoid conflicts and discord among our brothers and sisters.
其实我们当中都会有意见不同的时候，那这时候我们就要学习去接纳与包容，而不是彼此对抗与征战，弄得两败俱伤。
The fact is, we all disagree sometimes. We need to learn to accept and bear with one another, not fight again among ourselves, causing hurt and wound.
甚至受伤的离开教会，于是我们都中计了。
And people to leave the church. Can you see how we fall into the devil's trap?
在家里也是一样，我们明明知道神为我们预备的配偶啊，为我们预备的家人对我们是多么重要，但却也偏偏彼此伤害，互相之间伤害最深的人就是我们的亲人。
Likewise, we know that spouse and family are the most important people God put in our lives.Yet sometimes these are the very people that we hurt the most.
这也是因为我们都中计了。
This too is the devil's trap that we tend to fall into.
因此我们的挑战是什么？就是要求神让我们有足够的智慧去认清 我们应当征战的对象，而停止用血气的方式与同属血气的人征战，否则我们终究要失败。
So our challenge is to ask God to give us enough wisdom to discern who our real enemy is and to stop fighting against flesh and blood. Otherwise, we will for sure lose our battle.
好，第二个挑战呢，是需要善尽自己的责任。
Second challenge is need to fulfill our own responsibility.
十一节上半节跟十三节上半节说要穿戴，然后要拿起。
Verse 11:13 says, put on, take up.
好，第二个挑战是我们在征战中经常忽略自己的责任。
The second challenge is that we often neglect to do our part in the battle.
请问要穿戴要拿起是谁的责任啊？
May I ask whose responsibility it is to put on, to take up?
不要以为说我们只要靠着神嘛，所以我们轻松往上帝那边一靠，哎，我们就赢了，有这么简单吗？
Don't assume that as long as we stand on God's side, we will easily win.
那是因为我们常常把征战想得太简单了，难怪我们常常在征战当中失败。
Is that easy?If we underestimate the battle, of course we will lose the battle.
神只赐给我们得胜的军装，所以所有的信徒都有穿戴或者是跟拿起的责任。
God provides all the armor, and it's our responsibility to put them on and put them to good use.
那有了军装而不去穿戴、不去使用，那等于没有啊。
If we fail to do so, then they are useless to us.
这就是今天教会的挑战。因为造成许多信徒软弱无力的光景，就是因为有太多基督徒有而不用，忽略了个人征战的责任。
This is one of the challenges of today's churches. A lot of believers are weak today because they neglect to do their part in their personal battles.
要知道，尽管神会率领我们在基督里夸胜，但不代表我们什么都不用做。
Although God always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.It doesn't mean that we have no responsibility in the battle.
倘若我们不愿意去善尽我们征战的责任，不去穿戴神全力以赴向不去穿戴这个军装，然后全力以赴向仇敌宣战，那结果我们就被打败了。
If we fail to give our best effort to fight against our enemies, we may lose the battle.
你不要以为结果我们还会得胜，错了。
Don't assume we'll always win.
因为使徒老约翰在拔摩海岛已经看见这样结局的意象。
The Apostle John witnessed such a result in a vision when he was on the island of Patmos.
有些会被得胜的，我们看，一起来读使徒启示录十三章第七节。
Let's read Revelation 13:7.
预备，请。又任凭他与圣徒征战，必
胜。Power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them.And it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation.
所以信徒是有可能被得胜的哦。
因此 it's possible that we may lose the battle.
为了避免失败，我们必须善尽自己的责任。
Therefore, to avoid losing a battle, we must do our duty to put on the full armors of God.
那积极的拿起，然后随身携带的意思，并且穿上神所赐的全副军装，起来勇敢的。向仇敌宣战。
Put on the full armor of God and fight bravely.
好，最后一个挑战是我们需要依赖上帝的大能。
Last challenge is we need to rely on God's mighty power.
因为第十节已经讲了，我们靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
We just share about the first secret of winning the battle is to rely on God's mighty power.
但是我们很奇怪的，就是我们常常喜欢靠自己。
However, we like to rely on ourselves.
那是因为我们误以为说刚强就是什么事都要自己来。
Because we think that being strong is doing everything by ourselves.
我们看见今天许多教会不能复兴的原因呢，并不是因为教会缺乏有恩赐、有才干、有能力的人。
However, many churches cannot grow today, not because they lack talented people.
反而是因为他们有太多这样的人所产生的困扰。
On the contrary, it's because there are too many gifted members at the church.
甚至有许多教会最终竟沦落为成为才艺较劲的场所或舞台。
They make the church a platform for their talents.
我曾经认识一个教会，他不像我们一样，每次要排出服事这个同工呢，都来排不出来，都这个服事的同工来烦恼。他们是经常因为处理由于才华恩赐的同工太多，造成侍奉分配不均而遭埋怨之类的事情。
I knew a church that struggled with this issue. Members of that church competed for opportunities to serve.
啊，例如这样说，我觉得我的儿子弹的钢琴比他家的女儿弹的还好。那为什么我的儿子要等半年才排一次，他家女儿四个月就能够轮到
？Give an example. One church member complained, "My son can play piano better than her daughter. How come we have to wait for 6 months to serve while they only waited for 4 months?"
啊，请不要误会，我不是说弟兄姐妹有恩赐才华不好，我们也多么希望我们教会有更多有恩赐有才华的人，这样才能做神百般恩赐的好管家，是不是？
Please don't get me wrong. We welcome gifted members to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
但问题是，我们有时不知不觉在高举这些人，或是依赖这些有恩赐者胜过依赖神。
However, if we go overboard relying on these individuals instead of God, then we're missing out on God.
我们甚至常常对自己安慰说，啊，小事自己来，大事交给神。
We often said this to ourselves, we can do the small things and leave the big things a task for God.
但是他们回顾教会成立50年，还没有发生一件大事。
But they look back at their church for 50 years history, no big task happened yet.
那什么都自己来就好了。
So everything they do
by themselves. 还需要靠上帝吗？
There's no need for God.
许多时候我们没有机会让神亲自来参与。
A lot of times we miss out on God's participation.
那请问我们如何能够得胜？
So what does it mean to win a battle in our context?
那我们来想一件事情，什么才是征战得胜？
What does it mean to win a battle?
征战得胜不是把撒旦打得落花流水，跪地求饶，然后呢夹着尾巴屁股，然后跑了，再也不敢回来了。不是的。
It does not mean that we have to crush Satan's power and make him plead for his life.
乃是我们可以靠着神的恩典，在各样的环境，我们都能够处之泰然。
It does mean, however, that through Christ who gives me grace, I can be at ease in any and every situation.
这正如保罗他所说的，在腓立比书4:12-13。
As Paul describes in Philippians 4:12-13,
好，我们一起来共读。
Let's read.
北青，
知道。I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength.
好，最后一个是也是最重要的，稳固征战的步骤。有三个步骤我们可以来经历这场稳固的征战。
Lastly, the most important, the steps of being steadfast in battle.
第一个步骤是自己要先站得稳，也就是建立信心。
First step is you must first stand firm, build up confidence.
好，14节一开始说，所以要站稳了。
Earlier with verse 14, in the beginning says, stand firm then.
之前我们一直在强调要站稳，站稳的重要性，但事实上许多人一听到要打仗脚就软了。
Earlier we stressed the idea that to be able to stand firm is vital, but in fact a lot of people tremble at the word battle.
然后我们再听到仇敌那么样的厉害，一般人就退缩了。
And withdraw quickly before a strong opponent.
所以我们一定要先站立的稳。
So this passage repeatedly emphasizes stand firm.
但问题是，我们要如何才能够站稳呢？
But how do we stand firm?
那我刚才已经讲过，这段经文所提到的这个抵挡这个11节哈，站立13节，还有14节站稳原文都是同一个字。
We just mentioned that verse 11 to stand against, 13, stand your ground. 14, stand firm. Are the same word in the original language.
那一直都是讲到要站着的意思，而且整段都一直在重复强调这个站稳。
Means we need to stand, not fall.
但是真正能够站立的稳，并不是靠蹲这个练功，好像蹲马步这样一直练一直练就有用了。
To be able to stand firm cannot be attained through working out like squat.
因为这不是外在体力的问题，而是里面心里面心理建设的问题，也就是要建立足够的信心。
It's not physical, it's psychological. It is the level of confidence you build up in yourselves.
就好像我们来想象，你个头很小，然后呢要参加摔跤比赛，这个征战的原文就叫摔跤，你要参加摔跤比赛，但是你一发现你的对手，哇，这个人高马大，身材壮硕，满脸杀气的硬汉，哇，那你怎么办？可能吓得屁股尿流，跑了。为什么？因为对自己一点都没有信心，不是吗？
If you're in a wrestling match, if you see that your opponent is a wrestling, is a 9-foot giant towering over you with a fierce look, you'll probably be so scared that you'll pee yourself. Am I right?
不，我们来换一个角度来想。假如你现在就是李小龙，然后面对同样面对这位庞然巨物，你一定不会被吓倒的，你先会站立脚步，站立的稳，因为他永远对自己有信心。
However, let's imagine that you are Bruce Lee. Then you may not be scared by the giant because you have confidence in yourself.
同样，我们要知道，我们的神是为我们征战的。
In a similar way, we should trust God and know that He's fighting for us.
神的大能是可以临到我们身上的，使我们可以必然得胜。
He will fight us with His mighty power, and we will for sure win.
当你有这样的信心，你坚持靠主的大能大力做刚强的人，那你就不会未战先败。
When you have this kind of perfect confidence in God, you will not give up.
因为在你的心里，你有一个把握十足的信心，能够相信神若帮助我们，怎么样？谁能抵挡我们呢？
Because you believe if God is for us, who can be against us?
好，第二个步骤是要穿上全副军装，也就是要沉着应战。
The second step is to put on the full armor of God, be strong still.
好，十四节下半节到十七节上半节，我们一起来读，预备，请。
Let's read.
用真理当作带着束缚，用公义当作
护颈，追求平安的人。Of righteousness in place and with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can
face. 好，接下来我们我们来注意一下哈，这些的军装，这些装备分为以下五类。
The next step, put on the full armor of God so that we can be calm before our enemies.And there are five elements in the armor of God.
一个是真理束腰，以神的话语约束自己。
First one is belt of truth, buckle yourself with words from God.
正如彼得前书一章十三节所说，要约束你的心，原文做束上你们的心中的腰。
Just like First Peter 1:13 says, therefore gird up the loins of your mind. It's the same idea.
那第二个公义护心是以神。的公义保守心境。
Second one is guard your heart with the righteousness of God.
所以箴言四章二十三节这样说：你要保守你的心，胜过怎么样？保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
第三个装备是平安的鞋，是为了传扬福音而奔波。
Shoes of peace to preach the gospel.
罗马书十章十五节说，他说那些报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Romans 10:15 says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news."
第四个装备是信德藤牌，也就是以信心来抵挡试探。
Fourth one is a shield of faith to resist temptation.
诚如保罗他的感恩，他在这个在罗马书一章十八节。 他说，第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德遍传了天下。
Just like Paul says in Romans 1:8 that I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world.
最后一个装备是救恩头盔，也就是以神的救恩保护思想。
The last equipment we want to wear helmet of salvation to protect our minds.
以赛亚书59:17，他说他以公义为盔甲，以拯救为头盔，以报仇为衣服，以热心为外袍。
Isaiah 59:17 says he put on righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance and wrapped himself in a zeal as in a cloak.
好，所以第二步要穿上这些的军装了哦，沉着应战哦，然后呢要进入到最后一步了，要善用进攻武器，也就是要迈向胜利了。
The last step is to make good use of offensive weapons for victory.
好，让我们一起来读接下来17下半节到20节，预备，请拿着圣宝剑，就是神的道。
Pray the Spirit in all occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests with this in mind. Be alert and always keeping praying. Keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, but whatever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains.
好，我们若是要征战得胜，除了消极的防御，更重要的是什么？积极的进攻啊！
To win a battle, we need to engage in both offensive and defensive moves. Sometimes, offensive is more important.
那刚才我们读这之前呢，我们所读的都是指防御性的军装，但是靠这些的装备，这些穿戴这些军装是不能够得胜的。而是要用武器展开攻势，向敌人进攻，才有办法真正得胜。
The five elements mentioned above are all defensive elements. It's not enough to win a battle with them alone.
防御只是最多就是不失败而已，但是真正得胜要有进攻的武器，要能进攻。那这里提到两个武器。
The two offensive weapons are
哪两个呢？一个是圣灵的宝剑。也就是神的道，另外一个是祷告祈求，这才是我们得胜的关键。
The sword of the Holy Spirit and prayers in the Spirit, these are the two key to our victory.
好，我们来看一下这两个武器，进攻的武器哈。第一个是圣灵的宝剑呢，是指圣经神的道。
The sword of the Holy Spirit is the word of God.
为什么这个宝剑这么样的厉害呢？希伯来书4:12这样告诉我们。
Hebrews 4:12 tell us.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
哇，也就是说，神的话才是让我们真的能够得胜的武器。
In other words, the scriptures is our winning weapon.
可见，我们若要有得胜的生命，我们必须要经常阅读神的话。并且牢牢地记着它，使用它。
If we want to live a victorious life, we must read God's word to memorize them and to apply them.
你还记得耶稣被魔鬼试探的时候是怎么样得胜的吗？就是用神的话来抵挡。
You remember how Jesus resists, overcome the temptation? He uses God's word.
第二个是武器是祷告祈求，也就是多元化的代祷。
Second weapon is prayer in the spirit.
那我们刚所读的这一节呢，我把它整理以下有七个特色。
There are seven characteristics of this discipline.
第一个是在灵里祷告，再来随时的祷告，多方的祷告，专一的祷告，警醒的祷告，不倦的祷告，不自私的祷告。
Pray in the spirit. Pray on all occasions. Pray for all believers.Pray wholeheartedly. Pray with an alert mind. Pray persistently and pray unselfishly.
那我们来想想我们是怎么祷告的。好像总是挂在嘴巴上，偶尔的，简单的，随意的，固定的，应付的，甚至自私的祷告。不是吗？
Let's reflect on how we pray. If our prayers are always superficial, casual, routine, mechanical, or even selfish.
我不知道你们，但是我说， 我们连自己的祷告都不想听。
Sometimes we don't even want to hear.
那你要强迫上帝听啊
？Want to ask God to hear your prayers?
你说更别说我们祷告可以成为一个有效的武器。
Not to mention they can serve as offensive weapons for us.
我们有时候把祷告当控告。
Sometimes we treat prayers as accusations.
那不叫进攻的武器耶。
That's not offensive.
我们知道属灵的征战与一般的征战不同，得胜的关键也不同。
We know spiritual warfare is different from ordinary warfare, and the key to the victory is also different.
善用属灵的武器是我们所缺乏的。
We often lack the knowledge of how to engage our spiritual weapons in warfare.
哥林多后书十章三到四节，我们一起来读。
Let's read First Second Corinthians.
却不是凭血气征战，我们征战的兵器不是属
血气，而是主。
这里讲到征战的兵器，就是指进攻的武器。
Here the weapons we fight with refer to offensive weapons.
简单的说，就是我们的读经祷告。
That's our prayer and God's word.
当我们能够善用这些进攻的武器，才能够确保我们在这场属灵征战当中得胜。
Knowing how to make good use of these offensive weapons will ensure victory in our spiritual battles.
耶稣已经给我们很好的榜样。
Jesus Christ gave us a good example.
他除了在旷野受魔鬼试探的时候，以神的话来回应而得胜。
When he was tempted in the wilderness, he always won the battle with God's word.
同时，他也经常独自一人向天父祷告，使他能够得胜撒旦的权势，最终完成使命的秘诀。
And he often prayed to the Father privately. I believe that was his secret to defeat the power of Satan and accomplish his mission on earth.
最后我们知道属灵征战是每一位基督徒终其一生的功课，没有一个基督徒有特权来逃避这场属灵征战的责任。
Conclusion: Spiritual warfare is the required task of every Christian for his entire life. No believers can escape.
面对仇敌的攻击，我们不是得胜就是失败，没有什么胜负难分、平分秋色，更没有什么双赢的可能性。
And there are only two results for each battle: win or lose. There's no such thing as a tie or win-win situation.
但请注意，我们不是在凭借自己在征战，而是靠着主去得胜。
Please remember, we do not fight the battle alone. We rely on God in our fight.
也就是说，我们一定能够得胜，因为耶稣已经应许我们将率领我们在基督里夸胜。
And we will win, for Jesus has promised to lead us in His triumphant procession.
这个应许是一个事实，是不会改变的。但是我们也有责任，只要我们愿意靠着他，勇敢的去向恶者宣战。
As long as we're willing to rely on him to wage the war against the evil one.
但问题是，我们要问自己，有没有稳固的征战呢？
The main issue is whether we are steadfast in the battle or not.
我们有没有作战的意识，那种急迫意识呢？我们有没有征战的那种警醒态度呢？
Do we have a sense of urgency of being in the battlefield?
假如我们总是轻轻松松地度过每一天，面对安逸的生活，我们只想到尽情享受，那你说我们怎么能够战战兢兢去征战呢？
If we desire our desire is an easy and comfortable life, how would we be able to engage in battle?
如果我们今天心情好，想打就打，明天心情不好，休兵，请问这是稳固的征战吗？
We are not consistent, then it's not steadfast.
请注意，这段经文最后告诉我们一幕征战得胜的结果。
One last point from verse 19, we can see that achieving ultimate victory in the battle.
原来这场征战得胜的结果，乃是我们可以亲自、可以亲眼见证，最终福音能够被广传。是因着这些信徒们多元的祷告，以至于传道人可以得着能力与口才讲明福音的奥秘。
the ultimate result of the battle is the gospel being widely spread and missionaries preaching the word of God freely.
即便在受捆锁当中也能够放胆传讲神的道，这就是得胜的结果啊。
Even in their sufferings, they will fiercely proclaim the gospel.
而且这也是今天我们教会最需要的，不是吗？
And that is what churches today need the most, isn't it?
因此从现在开始，我们盼望我们都能够有一个认真的态度来面对这场属灵征战的责任。
So from now on, I hope we can look at this issue with all seriousness and fulfill our responsibility.
让我们站起来，让我们站立的稳，来面对这场属灵征战。
And so we can face the battle.
倘若我们没有在这场属灵当中得胜，我们将来如何能够安然见主面呢？
If we cannot win the battle, how can we face the Lord in the future?
但愿我们在这场属灵征战的过程当中，我们要得胜，但是我们需要你我都有一份，你们说好不好？让我们一起站立的稳，我们一起来站立，站立 ，stand up，stand up。
I hope each one of us will play a role in the process of being steadfast in this battle, shall we?
来，
信心为耶稣，这是主所天命。
感谢你给我们机会能够来在这场属灵征战当中得胜。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to win in our spiritual battle.
因为你应许我们要在这场征战当中得胜。
Because you promised that we will win.
我们却常常忘记我们征战的责任。
Oftentimes we forgot our responsibility.
我们也没有一个稳固的征战态度。
We don't have an attitude that's steadfast.
我们觉得每天的生活太安逸了，太轻松了。
We think every day is so easy and comfortable.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
让我们知道我们有一场真实的属灵的征战，是何等的真实，何等的可怕。
Know that we have a real spiritual battle.
因为我们的心怀意念，常常在这样的征战当中，我们被仇敌的计谋所破坏、所影响的。
Our hearts and minds oftentimes was led astray by the evil one.
我们没有办法真正做一个刚强的人。
We couldn't be strong.
那是因为我们没有稳固的征战。
Because we don't have the steadfast in the battle.
但谢谢主，你让我们有机会重新思考我们在这场属灵征战的责任。
Thank you, Lord. You remind us once more our responsibility in this battle.
也让我们认识，在这一这这个征战的挑战当中，我们需要主你的帮助。
And help us to realize that in this battle we need your help.
需要依靠主的大能大力。
Need to rely on your power.
也需要穿戴这全副的军装。
We need to wear, put on the full armor of God.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们将来都在你光明国度一起迎接胜利啊的荣耀的那一刻，将要胜奏起胜利的凯歌。
So that we one day we may be part of your kingdom of light and blow the a victory trumpet.
谢谢主你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
也谢谢主，求你继续率领我们在基督里夸胜。
Please continue to lead us in triumphal procession.
使我们每一天都过着得胜基督徒的生命来荣耀你。
So we can live a victorious Christian life to glorify you.
垂听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Listen to our prayers. Thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 各位请坐。